Then the moment hit us. Being wheeled in from the parking area is a little boy, a child about the same age as mine. Welcome to Made Us. I am your host, Zach Weaver. This week, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about something that's been weighing on me a lot lately. That's perspective. Perspective is a really interesting thing, and something that really hit me hard recently, right when I needed it. Now, like I said last week, we've got a lot of stuff in the works here. As you all know, I've been added as a co-host to the Friday follow-up on the Truth and Justice podcast, but Bob Ruff and I are also starting a new podcast called Bob and Weave. Get it? He's Bob. I'm the Weave. Bob and Weave. Where we're going to tackle controversial topics from a neutral point of view and a little more lighthearted. The idea is to show everybody that not everything is so black and white. We actually recorded our very first episode today, like minutes before I'm recording this episode. And I believe the launch date of the new podcast will be October 23rd. And we're going to release every Wednesday morning from there on out. And on top of that, I also want to tell everybody I finally launched my Patreon page. You can find it at patreon.com/madeuspodcast. You can go on there and see all the exclusive content, goodies, swag, and all that stuff we're going to be offering. And you can join in on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. And at the $5 a month level, you get to see behind the scenes videos of me making all these podcasts. And right now, on Patreon, you can go check out episode 45 with Kyle Ford, full length behind the scenes footage. There's also going to be additional new audio that's getting released only for Patreon members and some other goodies. So go check that out and please consider supporting the show. It's patreon.com/madeuspodcast. And your donations are going to go a long way to helping this podcast grow. My goal is to build a satellite studio so that I can record at my own home or at MBI Studios whenever I need. But it'll also go a long way to building a website and things like that in ways that I can connect with the listener. And I've also got a lot of neat ideas that I want to push out there. Another housekeeping note is this past week, I was a guest on The Root Note with Shane Yoder, which is another NBI show, and we talked about making a name. Now, I'm not the only one on the episode, but it turned out to be a great episode, and I'm happy for you guys to hear it. So go check that out, The Root Note. So if you like this episode of Made Us, or any episode of Made Us, go on to Apple Podcast, leave us a 5-star rate and review, and let us know how we're doing. By giving us a review, it helps other people see the show and let them know what the show is about, which, in turn, hopefully grows new listenership. And that's what we're trying to do here. By growing this show, we can reach new people and help new people. Because every new person that listens to this show might get that piece of advice they need, or might get that inspiration to keep fighting. And that's what this is really about. To help one person at a time continue to grow and to continue to fight. And if you don't do so already, subscribe to the show on whatever your favorite podcast app is. I'm pretty sure we're on all of them at this point. But if we're not, email me and let me know, and I'll make sure that I get on your favorite podcast app. And if you want to keep up with me on social media between episodes, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/madeuspodcast, or on Instagram and Twitter at madeuspodcast. And if you want to drop me a line, you can email me at madeuspodcast@hotmail.com. This week, I also started a YouTube channel for snippets of each episode. So you can search us on YouTube also by just searching Made Us Podcast. Pretty simple, isn't it? So I know I threw a lot at you right there, but let me give you the rundown. Facebook.com/madeuspodcast, Instagram or Twitter at madeuspodcast, email us at madeuspodcast@hotmail.com, find us on YouTube by searching Made Us, or find us on Patreon by typing in patreon.com/madeuspodcast. So there's been a lot of things going on in my life, a lot of things that I really needed to reflect on. And like I said before, one of the biggest things that hit me this week was perspective, and understanding perspective. So that's exactly what I want to talk about this week, perspective. Perspective, noun. Now there's a lot of definitions for this word, but the one I want to go with is number 2, a particular attitude toward or way of regarding something, a point of view, a true understanding of relative importance of a thing. We all have these times, myself included, where we feel like life is just crumbling down on us. We have so many things going on and so many things that we can't figure out why it's happening to us. And then that moment of perspective happens, that moment of clarity, that moment of reality. We understand things could always be worse and to be grateful for what you have. As you all know, I'm obviously a big family person. And fairly recently, my youngest, Sagan, who I've talked about numerous times on the show, had to undergo a dental surgery. And this wasn't a little dental surgery. And a lot of people ask me why at so young did he have to have dental surgery. And that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day about genetics that I'm not going to get into today. But in reality, we were doing what was best for him. And we were doing what we could do to not hurt the adult teeth as they came in. And I say we, I didn't do shit. I'm just here talking to you guys. The dentist did all of it. The oral surgeons did all of it. And I'm just here telling you the story. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because this is that moment of clarity. And I'll get into that in a minute. But this is where it all hit me. With as much dental work as he needed done, we couldn't just do it as an outpatient service at a dental office locally. So Michelle and I had to take him up to DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan, about an hour and 40 minutes from here or so, where they could perform the surgery in appropriate conditions. The week leading up to that surgery was super stressful. And the night before, I don't think Michelle or I got any sleep. Just extremely worried about this surgery. Our child's never been sedated before, let alone put completely out. This was a real worry for us. He's only 4. I hate seeing my children go through this. I hate seeing any children go through anything like this. So that night before, Michelle and I got no sleep. We wake up early. We have to be at the hospital at 5 a.m. Again, an hour and 40-minute drive on top of getting up and all that stuff. So we're up super early. And I say up, I don't know that I actually slept that night. The whole ride is anxiety-filled, nervousness, just stressed out to the hilt. When we get to the hospital, things are only mildly better. The hospital did an amazing job, and I will say nothing bad about that staff. That staff was incredible, took care of us, took care of my son, took care of me, took care of my wife. But it's still knowing that your child has to go through all of this. So they take us back to get him ready for surgery. And mind you, this is a children's hospital. Things in a children's hospital are, I don't want to say alarming, but are mildly alarming to see. It's small beds, small blood pressure cuffs, small sets of scrubs and aprons. Everything is for a child at this place. So they take us in the room and set our mind to ease. They tell us everything that's going to happen. They even talk to Sagan. Let Sagan know everything that was going to happen. And let him check out a few of the things that they're going to be working with, like the mask they're going to be putting on him. Now I say this set me to ease. I don't know if it really did, because all this time before the surgery was an absolute blur. And one of the biggest things that I came out with was they had told us that they were going to take teeth that I didn't realize they were going to take. And honestly, I don't think Michelle realized they were going to take. Both of us were pretty dumbstruck at that point and super upset because we never got a chance to tell Sagan he's going to come out of the surgery missing teeth. We thought they were fixing teeth. And as parents, we try to stay honest and open with our children as much as we can. So I think this was a truly upsetting moment for us. It might not even have mattered to Sagan, but for us, it was heartbreaking. Now, the one light spot in this story, and I'm going to butcher this because I honestly don't remember what they called it, but before they came in, before they could start his IV, they gave him what was essentially baby Valium. And let me tell you what, that was fucking hilarious. I've never seen my child loopy like that. But imagine a 4-year-old on Valium. About what happened? He was giggling, talking gibberish, to the point that he knew he was talking gibberish, which made him giggle harder. And at another point, he's laying in bed with a blanket over him, saying, "Mom, Mom, my feet are stuck." And then would start giggling because he knew they were under the blankets. And at that moment in time, I really needed that. I was choked up. I was tearing up. But seeing him laugh and giggle really helped lighten that mood for us. And then, of course, after that came the moment of truth. The moment they took him back to surgery. And honestly, right now, I don't even know if I can tell this part without getting choked up. But watching your child be wheeled off for surgery, down the hallway, by themselves, and you can do nothing about it, and you know that that child has no idea what's coming, and all you feel is that desire to protect that child and take care of him. You watch him walk off down the hallway, knowing he's alone, knowing he knows none of these people. Now, in hindsight, he was medicated, which does help relieve that stress. And in that moment, you feel worthless as a parent. because you feel like you can't protect your child. My wife and I stood in that hallway for what felt like a long time, but it was honestly probably just a few minutes. Then we were escorted to the waiting area, where the real wait began. Seconds turned into minutes, minutes turned into hours, and all I did was sit there, staring at the floor, staring at the pictures on the wall, wishing for it to be over. I honestly cried for 2 straight hours sitting in that waiting room, wanting it to be over, wanting to see him again, and wanting to hold him again. We watched parent after parent be called back to see their child, and we just sat there, and sat there, and sat there. The longer it took, the more disheartening it got, and the more upsetting it was. We were told during the surgery that we would be updated about halfway through the surgery. At the 2.5 hour point, we'd never been updated, and that knot in your stomach just continues to grow. Finally, we were called back to the room to meet with a doctor. Let me paint the picture for you. The room we entered is about a 10-foot by 10-foot white room. 3 chairs in it, a little table with a telephone on it, and that's it. And in that white blank room, we sat and sat. It felt like forever, but in reality, it was only about 15 minutes. But sitting in that room, anxiously waiting for the doctor to come in, just kills you. It just pulls at you, just destroys you even more. The door swings open, there's the doctor. Nothing but smiles, said the surgery went off without a hitch. And after the normal recovery talk and any questions, we were escorted back to see him in recovery. Recovery was a whole nother world, as my little 4-year-old laid nearly unconscious in a hospital bed with an IV in him. We watched him start to come to and fight the sedation. The first thing he did was went straight for his mouth and began feeling for his teeth. They were gone. And here's that moment we feared, that moment of not letting him know. But we told him it was okay, and everything was okay at that moment. He settled down, he snuggled up to my wife, and they laid there in the recovery bed, while I sat in the chair in the room watching them, tears pouring out of my eyes, just happy it was over. After not long, we were escorted to another room for observation, where we sat for another 2 hours. Him and I sat, snuggled up, watching Monsters University on the TV, as the sedation continued to wear off, and all he wanted to do was go home. He asked numerous times, "Can we go home? Can we go home now? Please, can we go home?" And as a parent, that's all you want to do. You just want to get your child home so he can be safe and protected. Now, at this point, I'm sure you guys are wondering, why the hell is Zach telling us all this stuff? Why the hell is Zach telling us this story? This doesn't seem that big a deal. To me, it was huge. And here is the moment of perspective. Here's the moment I was talking about. As we're leaving the hospital, as many of you know, with any hospital visit, you have to be wheeled out in a wheelchair. And DeVos Children's Hospital is in a crowded downtown area where the access to the parking area across the street is through a sky bridge. As the nurse is wheeling us out and Michelle and I are talking to Sagan, we're still anxious, we're still upset, we still have that knot in our stomach. We just want our child to be okay. Then the moment hit us. Being wheeled in from the parking area is a little boy, a child about the same age as mine. And we glance over to the child. This boy being wheeled in had a completely open nasal cavity and both eyelids sewn shut. That moment of reality hit me. That moment of perspective. Here I am, upset about a few baby teeth. Nothing major. Teeth that'll grow back with adult teeth. Something that he will never remember and won't affect him. Here I am, crying upset about this. And here's a mother wheeling her son in with medical conditions that I have no idea what they are, nor will I ever know the severity of his conditions. And here's this mother, happy as can be, wheeling her son in for treatment. These are the moments you need in your life. This was the exact moment I needed. I'll never know who that family was, and I'll never know who that little boy was. All I can really do is truly wish them well and send them my deepest love. But in that moment, I found true perspective. These people were much worse off than we were, and yet they were happier than we were. They were okay with it. They were doing what they needed to do. And that's one of the biggest things I try to tell you every week, is that no matter how bad you think it is, no matter how hard life gets on you, all you can do is continue to put one foot in front of the other and continue to move forward. Our whole drive home after that, that's all I thought about, was that little boy. And with him unknowingly showing me the light, I'll be forever grateful to that little boy and his mother. Because no matter how much you read about it or how much you hear it, you'll never understand it till you see what real perspective is. When you truly see real perspective, it slaps you in the face and wakes you up. So thank you guys once again for listening to me ramble about this. This episode really means a lot to me. So much so that instead of releasing another interview with a guest, that I knew I had to release this perspective interview. But next week, we'll be back to a normal guest. Next week is actually a returning guest who is killing it right now. And I'm so excited to bring this person on. And I can't wait for everybody to hear what this person has to say. I'm not going to give any hints, but I'm telling you right now, you are not going to want to miss next week. And I said at the beginning of this, and I'll say it again, check out our social media stuff. Check out our Patreon. Check out our YouTube channel. And make sure to continue to share this show with your friends. It really means a lot. And coming soon, the Bob and Weave podcast. I'll be forever grateful. Oh my goodness.